Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Dreams to Remember, Otis Redding, Stax Records, and the Transformation of Southern Soul, by Mark Hrabowski, read by Dan John Miller. Introduction. The Big O. If one looks back at the 1960s through a high magnification lens and with a healthy sentience of culture and the innate role popular music played within it, two songs might very well reveal everything there is to know about the nature and meaning of that decade. Indeed, within this book, the argument can and will be made that these two recordings, Aretha Franklin's cover of Otis Redding's Respect in the spring of 1967, and Redding's posthumously released Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay early in 1968, rise above all other 3-minute 45 RPM vinyl-backed symphonies derived from those turbulent and terrifying times. One reflects the need for generational outcasts to find a place among new societal norms. The other, the need to find sanctuary in that new place. Unlike Sgt. Pepper, Incense, and Peppermint's entreaties to tune in and drop out, or Blown in the Wind, Eve of Destruction, vetoes of hubristic war and groupthink intolerance, Respect and Dock of the Bay provided the thread and threnody of the most uproarious and portentous of decades. Performed not incidentally by the King and Queen of Soul, they helped seed social change that, alas, never came to fruition in Redding's time, and was in fact smacked down metaphorically in the decade's dying days by the literal deaths on a motel balcony in Memphis, mere blocks from where Otis Redding recorded most of his songs, a hotel kitchen in Los Angeles, and a speedway in Altamont. Both of